Hey everybody, welcome back to another show. I'm John Swicky, and this week we got three more kind of to some links to get into, and three more just, you know, some thought-provoking discussion topics. So first up, we have Microsoft announcing the Windows Copilot. So for those listening, we're actually watching a YouTube video right now of just some things in action. It kind of actually just looks like, for anybody who used that back in the day, Cortana, you know, kind of like this little chatbot in your toolbar, and, you know, allowed you to play with some system settings. Now it's summarizing PDF for you. It claims so it works with all your apps, starting up a Spotify playlist. So, I mean, definitely some interesting things. Kind of reminds me too of, I believe it's called Alfred on a Mac and Raycast. So it kind of feels like a supercharged version of that as well. And right, we don't need to keep watching this, but you know, it's Microsoft's kind of, they're going all in. And they're going to put this everywhere. They are going to lead with this everywhere. You know, I think for certain things, there's some definitely, fixed it to an operating system, there's definitely some interesting capabilities I think they could tap into. And I think, like I was saying too, you know, the Mac apps, Alfred and, you know, Raycast, those have some really interesting feature sets as well. And so I think, you know, even something, you know, a really good robust search around system settings could be big. You know, looking at files, this could be really interesting as well. Being able to categorize stuff, find old things, work with your cloud providers. So super interesting possibilities. It'll be interesting to see if anybody else copies suit. Like I said, it felt like I was having flashbacks of, you know, Microsoft's old, I believe it's Cortana. See, I can't remember the name. But kind of cool from Microsoft. Again, they're going to put this thing everywhere. It's going to feel probably a little bit okay enough already at some point. But, you know, this little 90-second teaser definitely piqued my interest. Cautiously optimistic, I think I'd say. Cautiously optimistic at this point. So, all right, that's our Microsoft news. So next up is, you know, I think this is the big one. So Adobe has announced something called Generative Fill for Photoshop. It's just a beta update. And for those listening, we have them demoing this feature with, So they're demoing this feature. It's a quick little minute long video, which we'll link up in the show notes. So they are kind of circling areas on an image and basically in plain text, asking it to do things, certain things like add an arrow. And now this one says a frozen link with reflections. And it's working with your existing imagery and editing it, adding to it, subtracting to it, expanding upon it, making edits really easy. You know, it was knowing some of the, how complex some of these things are and how much time some of these things take. Just seeing the drag and drop nature of it, and just seeing, you know, just, I mean, I definitely, for the people listening, I definitely recommend just taking a minute and watching this video. Even if you don't use Photoshop on a regular basis, I think just seeing the potential here is really something. And like I said, just the ease of how it goes about doing this. I haven't used the product yet myself. I hope to kind of get access to this and just to play around a little bit. And just to kind of see what you can do. Like I said, feels like, especially as a beta product, feels really, really smooth. Really, really, really complete. So kind of can't wait to see what people do with this. And kind of can't wait to see people's feedback on this once this kind of gets out into the wild a little bit more. And then finally, this one's a small one, but I just took a screenshot of a new ChatGPT feature where you can share You share a link to your chats. This one's interesting to me because it felt, you know, there's something, you know, I kind of keep kind of thinking of why would somebody want to do this? And, you know, I think, you know, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I think there are, you know, the chat interface, you know, inherently felt really private to me, right? It feels like it's a sacred space. So it's interesting to see them try to open up the, you know, to link out. And I like that it's on the conversation level and not like a certain answer level, because I feel like managing that would be a nightmare. So, and I think, you know, being able to kind of manage it on that level, I think it's going to be pretty smooth. But then on one hand, I, you know, you start thinking, oh, it'd be nice to send a colleague this, be nice to send a friend this. So again, another one of those features, and it'd be interesting to see if it's an opportunity for people to share their prompts and be more open with their prompts and show people what works and show the reaction of what those things are. And you can kind of compare and see the differences between your prompting and those outputs. So small feature, but it felt worth talking about. And, you know, we'll see what happens if, you know, if our feeds start getting flooded with links to people's chats. So those are the three this week, everybody. So Windows Copilot, Adobe's Generative Fill, and ChatGPT links. So thank you all for joining me again. And, you know, please come back next time. And we appreciate it. And we thank you for your time. Have a great day, everybody.